Thank you for calling the Hero Lecture Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Sure. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now, was it yourself or a loved one that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers in the last 20 years?
It was myself.
And which of the following were you diagnosed with, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
Very sorry to learn that. Roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed around August 2008.
August of 2008, okay. And what state do you reside in?
Oh, wait a minute. No,
When you started taking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when did you get diagnosed?
When I was actually diagnosed probably like a couple months after.
A couple months after.
Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed in February. I apologize because it's you asking me. I couldn't even hear you. I had to put a different earbud in. So you said when was I diagnosed?
Correct.
February the 17th
of
2024.
Of 2024. Okay, got it. Thank you for confirming that. Sorry for the confusion.
That's my earbud.
Okay.
Can I put another earbud in as well? Because I can barely hear you.
Oh, let me try turning up my mic. Okay.
Okay. I put two in so I can hear you much better now.
Perfect.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what state do you live in?
Maryland,
okay. Bet it's cold there right now. Is it chilly?
No, it's actually okay. It's okay today.
Oh, okay. I for some reason, I always feel in my head I have like winter in Maryland is snowy for some reason. Probably because of the movies.
It normally is. No, it normally is, but right now it's not too cold today. So I got like a sweatsuit on today, but it's not too cold.
Okay, good. And then what hospital were you diagnosed at or medical center or facility?
Yeah, it was St. Agnes.
Okay. That looks to be the one in Baltimore?
Yes, it's in Baltimore, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And what was your doctor's name? Diagnosed you?
Yes, okay. So there were two doctors, Dr. Hong Nye.
Spell that, please.
Yes, I think his name is Hyung Ryu.
Ryu. Okay. Let me put that there. And that was the one that diagnosed you, right?
He diagnosed me. Yeah, okay. The OBGYN, yeah.
Okay. All right, let me put that here. And then let me go to the next section real quick. And just to confirm here, you used a hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And about how many times a year would you say you used the product?
I would say probably like I used it probably like five times in a year.
Okay. Perfect. And then we already confirmed you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Maryland, right?
Yeah.
And let me go to this section. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No. Mm-mm.
And do you know anybody else that used the product that ended up getting sick or not really?
I really don't know.
Okay. And I know, so I think you said you started using the product in August of 2008.
Yes.
Okay. And then you stopped this year, earlier this year, when you got diagnosed.
Yes.
Okay. So let me put that there. Okay, let me go to this section. One second while it loads. And then we said you used it monthly, and so it sound. Let me do some quick math here. So you stopped in 2024. You started in
February.
28, so about 16 years that you used it. Were you primarily using it at home or going to a salon?
No, it was like different various salons that I went to.
Okay. And then primarily what brand would they use on you? Which one did you prefer to be used?
Like L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely, okay. And then again, just to confirm, your diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what kind of treatments do they give you?
Well, the treatment,
Like chemo or
so it
surgery or
was like, yeah, I had chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and I also had a complete hysterectomy. And of course, they gave me pain meds.
okay, and then roughly around what date did the chemo start?
I think we started dang. It was about right after I was diagnosed, like a little
Okay.
bit after I was diagnosed.
Okay. So I'll just put February 25th of 24 as a placeholder date. And then it was Dr. Ryu that treated you as well, that diagnosed and treated you.
Yes,
Okay.
yeah, hung right, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me put that there. And then let me put this here. Give me 1 second. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then I will ask you to spell out your first and last name, please.
So LASHE, last name AUSBY.
Okay. And then I'll repeat that here. You said last name is A as in alpha, USBY as in yellow.
Yes.
And then first name one more time, please. You said L as in Lima. Was it?
A as in Adam. F as in Sam. H as in Henry. E as in Earl.
Okay, LASHE. Perfect, thank you. And then what would be the best email address for you?
It's LASHEAUSBY at gmail.com.
Okay. And then is this your cell phone? 646-733-4392?
Four four three 922-8940.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Okay, start over with the cell phone.
443-922-8940.
8940. Perfect. Thank you. Let me put that in this field. And then we'll let this next section load real quick. And then what is your present mailing address?
1209 Woodbourne Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland 21239.
Okay. Is there a unit or apartment number or no? Okay, perfect. And that's in Maryland. And then either this section, this we're just about done. This next section just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put one or not really?
No, I'll put that.
No, okay. All right, let me put NA. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
4/29/1976.
April 29th, 1976.
1976, yes.
That's wild. That is my stepdad's birthday. That's funny. Small world.
Oh, he's a great person.
so I got the date of birth and then just the social.
You need the whole social or the
Just
last
the
four
last
digits?
four.
2711.
2711. Okay. I'm going to send you an automated text message from DocuSign for an e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next.
Okay. Oh, Emmanuel from Mastro.
That's me.
Okay.
I think you might see me in an orange tie.
Wait a minute. DocuSign, yes. Petunia, as you have an orange top, please review it and act on these documents. Please, gotta read them.
Sure.
I'm just started the signing process, and I see it is basically saying the HIPAA.
Sure, yeah. Take your time here, no rush on my end. But once you start clicking away, you'll know you did it correctly if it lets you tap a yellow finish button, and it goes through. If it doesn't go through, then that means we might have missed a signature somewhere.
All done.
Let me see. Alrighty, yep, you're all set. So in about a week's time or so, depending on their workload and obviously the holidays coming up, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're going to introduce themselves and then also double check my work, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So even though their call will be shorter than ours, it's a more important call just because they won't confirm you in their system until they reconfirm that everything is correct. But other than that, you're all set for now. Thank you and have a good day. Bye.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.